McDonald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Alma Center Lincoln High School, home of the Hornets and site of this non-conference boys basketball game between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max and Alma Center Lincoln. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney. Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer and camera operator back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, is Elliot Spies. Elliot Spies, our audio producer here tonight. We're going to take a quick 2-minute timeout and be back after this as we count it down with our interviews with both head coaches. Continue on WOGO Sports in 2 minutes.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wirzgala will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wirzgala.com.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to McDonald Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. A few connection issues right now. Hopefully we'll have those rectified soon. In the meantime, our interview with head coach Jamie Paul. Then we'll take a 2.5-minute break afterward. Jamie Paul of Alma Center Lincoln, McDonald's host here tonight. Welcome back to McDonald Pregame here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on the road at Alma Center Lincoln. Your McDonald Central Max on the road against the Hornets here with head coach Jamie Paul of Alma Center Lincoln. And coach, so far, pretty strong start to the season, 6-2. What have you done well so far, especially with that strong start in conference play?
Well, we've been very athletic. We're trying to learn the game a little bit better. We graduated 5 seniors last year that ate up most of the minutes. So it's been a learning curve, but we've all bought into helping each other get better, and our athleticism has made a big difference on why we've seen the results we have so far.
Pace of play, are you a team that likes to get up and down typically?
We are. We need to move the ball up the floor. We need to move fast. It all starts, of course, with rebounding because we're not overly tall, but we do a pretty good job of boxing out, and then we try to pick the tempo up and make teams run faster than they would like to.
With a non-conference game like this, how does it prepare you for your stretch run in conference, for the playoffs? What do you hope to gain by playing McDonald? What do they do well that you say, hey, this can make us better?
Well, I know Adam really well, and McDonald is a program that I've made quite clear to my young men that they're a program that we want to follow their footsteps. They're deep. They're a team that always plays well. Very physical team. It's something that we shy away from. So I want them to see what it takes to get to that next level. More than anything, McDonald to me is a learning stick for our kids. See where we are at this point. They're a team that's very talented and very well coached, and it shows us where we're at and where we need to improve.
Coach, this McDonald team averaging over 40 rebounds a game. Again, their front line is big. They're strong. They're physical, like you mentioned. So is that going to be one of the key points of the game, is just saying, hey, we've got to rebound?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to box out every time. We need to play physical because they are a dominant rebounding team. And they also shoot the ball well. Don't kid yourself. I will take nothing away from their shooters. They've got a good, solid team. But yes, rebounding, they are definitely physical, and they're very good at rebounding.
Coach, it's good to be down here at Alma Center Lincoln for the first time. We appreciate the hospitality here and looking forward to a great game.
Absolutely. It's great having you guys, and hopefully we'll give you a good game tonight.
Head coach Jamie Paul back with Coach Schilling after this. WOGO Sports, this is McDonald Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball. Non-conference action on the road tonight at Alma Center Lincoln. Your McDonald Central Max take on the Hornets here with head coach Adam Schilling. Coach, since last time we saw you, of course, some rescheduled games. Did get one in at Regis. Played them really tough on Friday night. Did fall short on the road. But what did you see in your team where you say, hey, we can build off that one even if it was a loss?
It's like the way we kept battling. I think we were down 16 at one point in the first half. We didn't give up. We just kept playing hard, and then we were able to get it back to, I think, one or two in the second half. So that's a team that's blown out a lot of teams so far this year, so to be able to compete with them on their home floor is a good sign.
non-conference game like you have here tonight, how can Alma Center Lincoln make you better? What do they do well that presents something that'll prepare you for the playoffs and the stretch run in the conference?
Well, they're going to come in and play hard. They're going to be well coached. They have a lot of kids that are hungry to become a good basketball player. So I think they're going to come in and compete. They won't be intimidated or anything like that. They're just going to come in and give us everything they got.
Coach, it looks like over 40 rebounds a game. It seems to be one of your strengths so far is a lot of guys being aggressive on the glass.
Yeah, that's been a big advantage for us. Like against the Regis game, we didn't have as many, but there wasn't many missed shots either. So, we need second chances on offense, and then defensively, we got to hold them to one shot.
And finally, Coach, offensively, what's kind of the next evolution, the next step you're looking for from this group? I know you've got, maybe more depth than you've had in recent years.
I just think defensively, just continuing to get better. There's still a few possessions in a game, and especially in close games, that can kind of come back and bite you. So not taking plays off and just really making sure defensively we're consistent and we're playing at a high level.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about another win.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling here, McDonald Max Basketball Pregame on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the back. Got one. Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Welcome back to WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports Live video stream, hopefully on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on the radio right now, and hopefully we are up and running on YouTube soon, as facing some connection issues here on the road. Things you find out, Mark, when you are in a venue for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, they have a nice gym here. It's pretty compact, but well lit. They did
just
a nice
redone
job.
This summer, I
yep,
think.
Redid the floor and looks really well. Looks really good. So we'll see if the McDonald boys can take advantage of this and get a few hops off this new floor and get them rolling right away.
When you look at this McDonald team, 6-3 on the season so far. They had a tough loss Friday night at Regis, 68-61. But honestly, you're still learning to play without your leading scorer in Eli Stepp, and they've got a lot of guys who can score. But they hung with Regis as well as anyone has all season, other than Regis' season opening loss to Marathon. They've been just crushing teams.
Yeah, I think they played very, very well. Coach Schilling alluded to that you know, being able to stick with that team that's as good as they are, and having a chance, you know, being down and not giving up. I think that was a good good building block for them, like Coach said, and hopefully they just keep right on going. I mean, we're midway through January already, so
yeah,
it's gonna things are going to creep up really quick.
Time now for your Toyson Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What would you say is a key or two here tonight for McDonald to kind of get back on the winning track? It's a non-conference game, but still one you want to get and get moving into a busy week.
Yeah, and I think they want to just start out really fast here tonight. They want to get the in the rhythm right away. You know, like I said, coming off of Friday night's loss, but it was a 68-61 game, very well played. So I think they need to just come out here, put the pedal to the metal, and get her going right away, and play some really tough defense, and hopefully these the balls go in the basket right away, and we can get them going.
We'll take a one-minute break here on WOGO Radio, and again, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, hopefully coming closely here. Appreciate our video operator, Sam, tirelessly working here to try to get us up and running after we face some unexpected connection issues. Back in a minute as we get started for McDonnell and Alma Center Lincoln on the road here on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, as we get closer and closer to tip-off here. McDonnell on the road. They are 6-3 on the season. Alma Center Lincoln 6-2. As we are about half a minute away from starting lineups being introduced, but first, our country's national anthem. The team's getting a few last-second warm-up shots in, Mark.
Yeah, you know, get them as, what, the 17, 15 seconds left on the clock, and everybody's still trying to, you know, get warmed up and get loose and get ready to go. It's kind of coming up shortly.
Hopefully we add a buzzer beater here with getting our live video stream up and running as well. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2.5 minutes, this is WOGO's coverage of McDonald basketball on the road at Alma Center Lincoln.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Trying to do the best we can here on the road to get a clear enough internet signal to be able to bring you this broadcast. As it'll be McDonald on the road here at Alma Center Lincoln. McDonald will be introduced first. Nathan Hazel, number 22. Cale Holm, number 23. Carson Galvez, number 33. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, number 34. And number 44, Mason Bussey. The starting lineup for McDonald. Adam Schilling, of course, the head coach of McDonald.
Now the starting lineup for your Lincoln Hornets.
Now for Alma Center Lincoln. Sean Stetzer, the sophomore, number zero. Drew Stetzer, his twin, a sophomore, number zero. Levi Mark, senior number three. Jackson Weiss, junior number 14. And Jay Stetzer, 6'3", senior, their leading scorer, number 25. Again, as we try to get the video stream set up for you, bear with us. We will see if we are able to cobble something together here. Opening tap, Carson Galvez.
McDonald definitely has the height advantage here tonight.
And they're averaging almost 41 rebounds per game. Long cross-court pass to Galvez on the far side. Right side, Nathan Hazel to Cale Holm in the right corner. Long cross court skip, Galvez drops down to Mason Bussey. Bussey up top to Galvez. Carson down the lane, runner off the back rim. No, knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with the home team, Alma Center Lincoln. On the right side, there's three Stetzer brothers out there for Alma Center Lincoln. Sean and Drew and Jay, the senior. The twins are sophomores, and rising and firing, Sean Stetzer to make it 2-0, Alma Center Lincoln.
Oh, and a steal.
A steal by Stetzer. Drops it across the lane, left-handed layup, running it up to the hoop. Jay Stetzer. 4-0 on the center, Lincoln.
Don just needs to take care of the basketball here.
And Coach Schilling mentioned that this Alma Center team, they're going to play hard. Speaking of playing hard, Mason Bussey driving in hard underneath the hoop, and he will earn a trip to the line with his team trailing 4-0 with 16:34 left to play.
He had a lot of good looks there. Just to get the ball ready to go.
First free throw for Bussey is good, and McDonald's on the board. Bussey averaging 6.4 points, leading the team at 10.5 rebounds per game. Hits both free throws, and McDonald's cut their deficit in half, 4-2. Stetzer left side to Chase Stetzer. He'll pull up, mid-range jumper too long. Rebound fought for and won by Hazel. Quick outlet to Carson Galvez. Galvez across the floor, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan going side to side, up and in with the reverse. And we are tied at 4. Second leading scorer at 12 points per game. Brennan Lizelle Christensen had 17 on Friday night. That loss to Regis. Stetzer with a jumper from straight on beyond the three-point arc. No. Rebound pulled in by Jay Stetzer. Goes across the floor, opposite side, Levi Marek. Back to Jay Stetzer, the senior, just inside the left elbow, and travel with the basketball.
Good defense there by McDonald.
15:55 to go here in the first half. Right side, Nathan Hazel. Up top, Carson Galvez drops it down high post. Nice high to low post look from Brennan Lizelle Christensen to Mason Bussey, and he's fouling.
Now, Mason couldn't quite handle that pass right away. He's wide open. 30-second timeout, Alma.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the back
iron.
Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Radio. WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Work in progress here. 3-for-4 from the free throw line, Mason Bussey, as he splits the pair, and McDonald now leads 5-4. Missed by Alma center is Jay Stetzer, and now Max coming across the timeline. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, jump stop in the lane. Beautiful finger roll with the left hand.
He's attacking the basket very well and under control.
Nice English on that one to make it 7-4 McDonald after they fell behind 4-0 early. Mark in the right corner. Drop down to the left side, Levi Marek. Jay Stetzer. Kick to Stetzer right side. Drew Stetzer right wing three. No. Jay Stetzer offensive rebound. Puts it up. Hits the underside of the rim. Grabs his own rebound again. Goes up strong and is fouled. Hard work so far from the Stetzer brothers, in particular Jay the senior, who's averaging 16.3 points per game. Donald up a full possession, 7-4. Stetzer hits the front end of the iron on the first free throw. Jamie Paul, first year as head coach of Alma Center Lincoln. He's been with both the boys and girls program as a JV coach for about a decade. Second free throw good for Stetzer. Makes it 7-5, McDonald. Down one. Excuse me, McDonald up two. Nathan Hazel to Brandon Lizelle Christensen. Left side, Carson Galvez. Galvez, his three, rolls off the front of the rim and knocked down a bounce.
Nathan with a foul there, trying to get that rebound.
On the center, Lincoln across the timeline, a bounce right wing. Up top, Brennan Lizelle Christensen slams it down with two hands. Run out after the steal. Nine to five, McDonald. That was a powerful dunk by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Jumper no good, knocked out of bounds. Save back inbounds by Cale Holm. Quick hands. 9-5 McDonald. Max on the attack. Nathan Hazel back out to Cale Holm. Skips into the right corner. Carson Galvez. Carson jumps top of the lane. Off the glass. Just off the mark. Rebound scrambled for Mason. Bussy just took it away down low and scored.
Right spot at the right time. So he's down there hustling.
Five for Mason Bussy. Feed down to the right block. Kick out for Stetzer up top. Tries to split a couple defenders. Ball loose in the lane, and Cale Holm takes it out. Head to Brennan Lenzel. Christensen, look out. He's going in hard again. This time a layup for two. Eight for Brennan Lenzel. Christensen. 13-5. McDonald, after falling behind by a couple buckets early, looking pretty strong.
Yep, they're getting their feet amongst them.
Three from the far side. Up and in for Sean Stetzer. He has 5 points. It's 13-8.
Brendan trying a three there. Nice rebound, nice defense. Here they come.
Brennan Lenzel Christensen out to Cale Holm. Nathan Hazel in the far corner trying to go reverse. Blocked on the way up. Offensive rebound flying through the air. The follow for Brennan Lenzel Christensen.
He came to play tonight.
Trying to get some fresh legs out there. Luke Anderson on the floor for McDonald along with Desi and Matthews. High post feed, kicking to the right corner, Cale Holm. Long cross court skip, Cale Holm. Holm for three in the corner, splashes it. 18-8 McDonald, Cale Holm. Lizell Christensen, another steal. Brennan going in hard again. Reverse layup is good. Brennan Lizell Christensen.
Yeah. I'm running out of twos on my scorecard already.
With 11:36 to play here in the first half, 20-8. McDonald up a dozen.
One thing Alma Center does do very good is they are down there crapping after them offensive rebound.
.11:36 left in the half, 20-8. McDonald up 12. The first free throw is no good.
Isaac Crawford into the game. Dawson Moulton into the game.
Lizelle Christensen will get a well-deserved breather. Free throw is good for Drew Stetzer. That's his first points, 20-9. Desi and Matthews is shooting 48% from three. Ezine will try a three left wing. That one off the side of the iron. Offensive rebound put back. No, another offensive rebound. Dawson Moulton. Moulton to Isaac Crawford. Crawford slides it in the lane to Luke Anderson.
Get it under control now. Slow it down a little bit.
Oh, Cale Holm. Three. Long three. Oh. Straight on, straight in for Cale Holm.
He's feeling it tonight, too.
He's hit a couple from deep so far. On the left side for Alma Center Lincoln. Again, McDonald, big height advantage here tonight. Dropped into left corner. Long cross court pass. Mark has it in the corner, gives it up right side to Bryce Arnold, who's shooting 54% from three if he gets an open look. Jumper just outside the lane, no good. Rebound to the Max. Cale Holmes swings into the right corner, Desi and Matthews. Cale Holmes right side, Matthews the senior, up top Isaac Crawford, the junior, high post feed. Dawson Moulton, Desi and Matthews drives just to the right of the elbow. That one off the front of the rim, no. Offensive rebound thrown back up top, but Stetzer takes it away. Stetzer, hard drive into the lane, no.
Jump ball.
Jump ball will stay with McDonald. Desi and Matthews, a good fight.
Drew Stetzer stayed down there and kind of fought that one all by himself.
9:45 to play here in the half, 23-9. McDonald with the lead. Early lead for Alma Center Lincoln, kind of been an avalanche for the Max since. Desian Matthews taking away from Stetzer. Cale Holmes. Holmes, kick out right wing. Isaac Crawford in the corner. Flip back up top, Desian Matthews. Left side, Cale Holmes. Holmes up top to Matthews. Matthews. Luke Anderson doubled along the right block. Skip up top. Isaac Crawford thought about a three. Thought better of it. Drops down inside. Knocked away.
Good pass under there. Luke just kind of lost his bearings where he was.
Tough drive just inside the right block for Drew Stetzer.
Cale will pick up that foul.
That is the fourth on McDonald. Free throw back rim, no. Means a 14-point lead for the Max. Cale Holmes will take a seat. Again, just his first foul. There are Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Drew Stetzer hits the second free throw. 23-9. Right side, Desi and Matthews. Matthews drops it. Crawford and gets it back. Up top, Carson Galvez. Desian, short corner feed, nice interior pass to Austin Moulton. His one from point blank won't fall down. Into the right corner now. Drop down to the block. Big block by Anderson, but a whistle and a foul. Eddie Labar at 6'6". Pretty good student section on hand here for Alma Center Lincoln. First free throw for Labar. Off the front of the rim and in. That's his first points, 23-11.
Mason back in, Brennan back in, Nathan back in.
Second free throw for Labar is good as well. So he makes good on the pair. It's 23-12, the Max. Right side, Desi and Matthews. Matthews right wing. Crowd in full throat. Left side, Nathan Carson Galvez to Nathan Hazel in the lane. Tries to shoot a shovel pass down low to Desi and Matthews. Matthews in the right corner with 8:15 to play. Right side, Matthews. Matthews attacking in the lane. Lost on the way to the hoop. Got it back. Kick out Carson Galvez, left wing. Galvez, runner in the lane, is good. That's his first points. Carson Galvez, McDonald's leading scorer at just under 13 per game. 25-12. McDonald with a 13-point lead. Labar, far side of the court to Marek. Marek, runner along the baseline, no. Mason Bussey corrals the rebound. Nathan Hazel. Kick out. Three on the way. No good from the right wing. Carson Galvez with the miss. 7.5 minutes to go. A whistle and a foul. That'll be the fifth on McDonald. With 7:29 remaining. Max up 13. Inbounds right side to Stetzer. Stetzer swings to the right corner. Brady Dehaven. Top left side, Labar. Has pretty good position at the left block. Mason Bussey stands tall. Shot goes awry. Right side, Carson Galvez in the corner. A steal as Stetzer steps in front of a pass. Stetzer slides down to the court as he bumps into Brennan Lizelle Christensen. With 7:02 remaining. And non-conference game tonight here between McDonald and Alma Center Lincoln.
I'm shooting bonuses now with 7 minutes left.
So time for the Hornets to try to clamber their way back into this one with the clock stopped. As Drew Stetzer has hit a couple free throws so far. Front end of 1-1 hits the front end of the rim. Mason Bussey, another rebound. Nathan Hazel left wing. Hazel driving baseline. Kick out right side. Cale Holm looking for his third three. No good that time. From the right corner. Too strong. Stetzer. Right wing drops it down. Kick to the right corner and a steal by Hazel. Ahead to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Look out. Brennan going in hard.
Another two-handed.
Slams it home.
Another two-handed slam.
Hammering it with bad intentions. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Pass from the paint, knocked back in the arms of Jay Stetzer. Stetzer, step through to the lane, off the glass and good. Stetzer has 5 points. 27-14, McDonald up 13. Long cross-court pass. Brennan Zell Christensen up top to Carson Galvez. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Brennan Zell Christensen in the lane. Push shot up and in for two.
30-second timeout, McDonald.
30-second timeout. We're back on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. We are live on YouTube now, thanks to the efforts of our camera operator, Sam Aberle. It is not what you are used to, not what we are used to, but it is up, and it is running, and Lord willing, it stays up and running. 15-point lead for the Max. Jay Stetzer up top. Dawson Moulton out there for Coach Schilling and McDonald. Kick out left side. Good look at a three from the left wing. That one in and out for Mark. Mason Bussey, another rebound. He's rapidly got to be approaching double-digit rebounds here in the first half. That was going to be a key here tonight. One of our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Nathan Hazel, they left him alone for three. Pops in and out. Fight for the rebound underneath. A whistle and a foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Coming the other way, shooting a foul shot, a 1-1 still, will be Jackson Weiss, the 6'3" junior, averages 5.6 points per game. Free throw on the 1-1. No good. Carson Galvez goes high for the rebound and a good box out. Nathan Hazel calling for it far side, but Jay Stetzer stepped in the passing lane. Stetzer has a 2-on-1. And recovering very quickly was Moulton. Dawson Moulton picks it off. Scrabbling for it in the backcourt with Stetzer, and he got fouled. That's just the third whistle against Alma Central Lincoln. Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Rizgalla Plumbing and Heating. 5:02 to play. Right side, Cale Holm. Holm for three in the corner. He got his third triple of the night. 9 for Cale Holm, 32-14 McDonald.
Shooting the ball well tonight.
On this new floor, brightly lit gym here at Alma Center. Into the left corner, Marek to answer for three. That one an air ball from the left corner. Offensive rebound, hard put back, high off the glass and good for Jackson Weiss. Bounce pass to Nathan Hazel in the left corner, Dawson Moulton. One dribble, then slides it back to Hazel on the left wing. Hazel outside the arc to Dawson Moulton. Pulls up from 12 feet along the baseline. Too strong, fight for the rebound. Tracked down by the Hornets. Alma Center Lincoln, drive hard to the hoop. No. The miss by Levi Marek, the senior. Feed ahead to Cale Holm. Good catch after pressure from Stetzer. Dangerous feed along the baseline. Good catch by Nathan Hazel in his turn. Hazel called for a walk. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Desian Matthews back in. Isaac Crawford back in.
On the left wing, Dylan John. Stetzer drops down to elder brother Stetzer, Jay the senior. Kick out right side to John. Six-footer leaves in the right corner for Levi Marek. Marek pass in the lane, knocked off the toe of Dawson Moulton with 3:39 to play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Inbounds pass caught up top by Bryce Arnold. He's hit 7 threes on the season. Stetzer to Stetzer up top. Jay Stetzer just inside the foul line. Loops it right wing. Popping off a three. Bryce Arnold. 32-19.
Rather quickly.
I believe that's Arnold's first bucket tonight, if I'm not mistaken. His eighth three of the season. Again, a 54% three-point shooter coming into this contest. Desi and Matthews. Isaac Crawford right wing. Crawford across the floor to Cale Holm, who seemed like he was thinking for a moment about a really deep three. Desi and Matthews sneaking baseline off the glass and good.
Good pass.
Matthews into the scoring column. 34-19 the max. Under 3 minutes to play.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Another turnover by Lincoln. And going back to McDonald. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Cale Holm, cross-court skip into the right corner. Desi and Matthews back to Cale. Short corner feed, Dawson Moulton. Isaac Crawford in the right wing. Crawford loops it down to Mason Bussey. Had it stripped away. Bussey going on the floor for it. Tie up and a foul will go against Mason Bussey. That'll be the team's ninth with 2:29 to play. And Alma Center Lincoln will be shooting their final 1-1 of the half. .229 left with a 15-point lead for McDonald here first half. And at the line, Dylan John, the sophomore. And we have a whistle just to check, I guess, to make sure no one's bleeding.
Scratches, but no blood.
Mason Bussey is saying, look, I'm good. Free throw for John. Off the front of the rim, no. Jay Stetzer, offensive rebound. Stetzer goes hard at the glass. No, he's fouled. He'll shoot two either way. And Stetzer will go to the line with 2:27 left, trying to bring his team a little closer as they trail 34-19. 10th team foul on McDonald. Just three so far against Alma Center Lincoln. Jay Stetzer, first free throw. Hits the back rim, and I think no one knew that that was a shooting foul. We'll look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. It's Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. 2:27 to play. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle, our handheld camera operator here tonight, giving you the steady shot that you are seeing when everything else that we tried failed here tonight. Sam still found a way to get this broadcast on YouTube, so we appreciate that. Elliot Spies back to the WOGO home base in Halley. 34-20 as Stetzer hits the second free throw. 14-point lead for the Mavs. Right side, Desi and Matthews to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. To Cale Holm. Holm with a really deep three. He is hotter than hot tonight. Left wing bomb.
That was a long one.
Four triples in the first half for Cale Holm. Stetzer, double near midcourt. Fires a pass down to the baseline, up and in for two. A good look to Jackson Weiss.
Yeah, somebody lost him.
37-22, still a 15-point arms length advantage for McDonald. Carson Galvez, right wing, to Desi and Matthews, snaps off a three right corner. That one comes up short, and going over the back, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, 143. Appreciate the welcome from the folks here at Alma Center Lincoln. Actually, I was talking with someone earlier, and they said, probably not a huge crowd here tonight because it's a non-conference game. If this is not a huge crowd, they must really fill it out for conference games.
Yeah.
Good amount of folks coming out to support the Hornets.
Good student section over there. Good adult section.
They'll be shooting two here with Jackson Weiss. First free throw. Back rimmed it. No. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. In Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second free throw rims in for Jackson Weiss. 37-23. Across the floor, Cale Holm. Back to Carson Galvez. Galvez thought about a deep three. Into the right corner, Desian Matthews. Back to Carson. Galvez a bounce back to Desian. Donald Patient on this possession. Isaac Crawford, the junior, back up to Cale Holm. Senior, Carson Galvez. He'll spot up a three. That one off the side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Dawson Moulton working hard. Loops it back up top. Cale Holm. To Desian Matthews. Touch pass. Carson Galvez. Feet in the post. Pick out Desian Matthews in the right corner from Dawson Moulton. Working around the perimeter again. Cale Holm thought about a three. Instead, kick out to Carson Galvez. Desian Matthews. He'll take a three from the right corner and hit it.
A lot of weapons out there from that three-point range.
Matthews with five. McDonald scored 40 in the first half. They lead by 17, 40-23. A steal by Dawson Moulton. And Moulton down the lane for two. Get up, get up, get up. 42-23. Moulton pressure near the logo. Stetzer scoots into the left corner. Out to Jay Stetzer, the senior, in the lane. Takes contact. Can't get the shot to follow. Offensive rebound, back out to Stetzer. Kick into the right corner. Good look at a three from that right corner. Good for Bryce Arnold. His second triple. 11 seconds to play in the half. 42-26 McDonald. Desi Matthews right corner with 7 seconds. Back out to Cale Holm. Isaac Crawford. Corner three to end the half. Side of the rim, no. Desi Matthews fighting for the offensive rebound, but knocks it out of bounds with 0.9 seconds to play. When you need a boundary surveyed on commercial or residential property, think Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000. And inbound to end the half, McDonald falls behind 4-0 early, then putting the pedal to the metal, 42-26 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is McDonald Max Basketball back in three.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you as we say hello on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. And it's a little bit of a cobbled together effort here tonight as everything kind of went to pieces technology wise with the internet that seemed to be working right before we started. But shout out to the man to our left, Sam Aberley, who's just been running handheld with one camera. So we don't have as robust of what we normally have for our McDonald video broadcast. Maybe we're a little spoiled in that regard. Getting something on the air on the live video side and the radio side as well for folks who weren't able to make the trip. And it's been an entertaining first half.
Yes, it has been. And again, there's a lot of people that tune into this YouTube channel, so they're probably happy that Sam's got all that work done and are able to watch this game. They missed a couple of two-handed slams there by Brennan in the first half. I think he had two nice ones, but McDonald kind of took their time starting off here, you know, getting down by four, getting in the rhythm. But then once they got in the rhythm, I think they just took it to them and did a nice job out there. Kale's doing a real nice job shooting the ball. Yeah. Brennan's doing a nice job shooting the ball. Defensively, you know, I think they could tighten up the defense just a little bit. And again, you know, hats off to Lincoln. They aren't afraid to put that ball in the middle there, and they're doing a nice job fighting in the middle.
They are. We'll take a listen to some of the first half stats while we tabulate, while we tabulate some of the stats for you. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Well, maybe that wasn't working either. So we'll take a quick 2-minute break and we'll be back on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
First half stats for you here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Six players have scored for Alma Center Lincoln, led by six apiece from Jay Stetzer and Bryce Arnold. Five from Jackson Weiss, five from Sean Stetzer, two for Drew Stetzer, and two for Eddie Labar. On the other side for McDonald, Mark Maloney, we'll see if my numbers match yours, but I've got two in double figures, 16 for Brennan Lizelle Christensen and 12 for Cale Holm. Five for Desi and Matthews and Mason Bussey, and two apiece for Dawson Moulton and Carson Galvez.
Right on.
We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
To the basket, off the
back.
Two more for Bob Hayden, and the Cards go up by one.
River Falls zone.
And a quick shot. Oh, it goes in.
Jackson Williams.
Long feed to Riley Christensen. Kick out Kelsey Bremnes. Corner three for Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness, she got it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
As we get set to begin the second half, it's time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and thanks to the Petranovich family for getting a hold of us.
Yes.
Letting us know about Steve Petranovich, who was in the Marine Corps but is currently in the Coast Guard up at Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan. So glad to have Steve on our list. Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonald grad in the Army down in Texas. Stephen Maloney, my nephew, is in the Colorado Army Reserves as a Black Hawk pilot and is currently deployed overseas. And then Alex Maloney, our son, is down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Joey Kubishik at Eielson Air Force Base up in Alaska. Kyle and Nicole lead home over at Yokota Air Force Base. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Davis-Monthans, Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passon-Bowie with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minneapolis. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is getting closer and closer to his retirement date of February 28th after, boy, I don't know, he's right up there, 26, 27 years in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. And, again, Matt Pulver's at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Just touched base with him, and he's doing well over there. Him and his wife Grace from Eau Claire Regis just had a baby over the spring, so they're enjoying that over in Nebraska. And again, appreciate the add-ons here. So if anybody else out there wants to add somebody else to this list, it's growing. So that's a good thing. And again, a huge thank you to our military.
Can't say enough words of gratitude for all the freedoms that we enjoy, thanks to the men and women who keep us safe here at home and abroad. McDonald will start the second half on the attack. Nathan Hazel in the lane, pulls up from 8 feet. No. Hazel, Brennan Lizelle, Christensen, Mason Bussey, Carson Galvez, and Cale Holm. Original starting five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling as his team up 16-42-26 here on the road at Alma Center Lincoln. Levi Marek, right wing, drops it down at the toes of Jay Stetzer. Long cross-court pass to Drew Stetzer. Stetzer in the left corner. Three on the way is good. Good stroke there from Sean Stetzer. And Sean has 8 points, a game high now for the Hornets. 42-29.
Start off faster in the beginning of the half.
Feed to Mason Bussey. Lost along the baseline. Jackson Weiss out of the pack. Stetzer down the lane. No one stopped the ball, and Stetzer runs one up to the rim. He has 8 points as well. Jay Stetzer.
Those are 4 points that they started off the first half.
Nathan Hazel in the lane. No offensive rebound. Put back too strong. Knocked out of bounds. Brennan Lizelle Christensen was looking for points 17 and 18 and wouldn't go down. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Brown hasn't got a bucket yet here, so...
Little mini run to start the second half for the Hornets. Exactly what Coach Jamie Paul, his team, was looking for. Jay Stetzer. Tough shot going across the lane from left to right as he lost his balance, maybe bumped a little bit, and Stetzer still finished with an elongated right hand. 42-33. 42-26 advantage cut down by seven. Stetzer to Cale Holm. Holm a little bit of a bobble, otherwise he was going to launch.
I think he was.
Carson Galvez for three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hazel. Pumps it up with the left hand. Hazel scores his first basket of the night. 44-33. McConnell on the board here in the second. A whistle up top and a foul. Enrollment is now open at McDonald Area Catholic Schools for grades 3K through 12. Experience a nurturing, faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit our website and apply today. Join our community of learners, McDonald Area Catholic Schools. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Jay Stetzer drops off left side for Bryce Arnold, who had a couple threes in the first half, has a really nice shooting stroke. Stetzer to Stetzer, the twins, right side. Drop down into the post. Jackson Weiss fights it out left wing. There's Arnold again, and Arnold for another three. A nice player. He has made 10 three-pointers on the season now.
His third tonight.
Cale Holm drops down to Carson Galvez. McDonald just an 8-point lead now, 44-36. And here the student section in rowdy here at Alma Center Lincoln. Long cross-court pass, Carson Galvez to Mason Bussey at the right block. Bussey muscles it up, back out to Nathan Hazel. Hazel for three, back rim, no. Brennan Lizelle Christensen trying to fight for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by McDonald's. Jackson Weiss in the area as well. Hey, join McDonald Area Catholic Schools Sunday, January 25th for the Max Spaghetti Spectacular. Homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts, all by free will donation, plus raffles, pull tabs, and student volunteers serving with a smile. January 25th, 11 to 4 at McDonald High School. Everyone is welcome in conjunction with the Kids Carnival that day as well. Save the date, January 25th. Jay Stetzer wide open for a three in the left corner. That one a little bit too long. You would have heard the crowd really amp up if that one had gone down. Nathan Hazel doubled in the lane. He's grabbed from behind with 14:42 to play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Thank you to our board operator, Elliot Spies, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 8-point lead for McDonald. They were up 42-26 at the half. A strong run as a pass just through the arms of Jay Stetzer, who had his eyes on another steal. Mason Bussey to Carson Galvez in the left corner. Galvez back to Brennan Zell Christensen. Brennan drives in hard, takes contact, blocking foul call. You're going to hear Jamie Paul telling his defender to stay square. Jackson Weiss picked up the foul, and I think Coach Paul has a point there, too, telling his defender, hey, if he stays square, that's going to be a charge.
But an easy charge.
The lefty, Lizelle Christensen, rims out the first free throw. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Point number 17 of the night for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. It is 45-36. Stetzer to Stetzer. In the left corner, Arnold again for three. That one rims out. Not a quick release of his own. We talk about Cale Holmes' quick snap. Long cross-court pass. Brennan Lizelle Christensen from Cale Holmes in the left corner just inside the arc. Out to Carson Galvez. Galvez down the lane. Flips one up with the right hand and in. Good touch there from the senior. He has 4 points.
Nice little floater in the middle.
47-36 the max. Jay Stetzer pulls it up at the foul line. Kicking the left corner. Arnold again for three. Maybe someone got a piece of that one and came up short. Stetzer fighting for it. A good save by Nathan Hayes along the baseline out to Carson Galvez. Galvez in the right corner. Brennan Mazzell Christensen finds Hazel. Hazel, nice ball fake. Drives one up with a left hand and finishes. Good work by Nathan Hazel. He has 4. The McDonald lead is back to 13. Timeout on the floor with 13:35 to go. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute. This is McDonald Basketball.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Elliot Spies, our audio producer at the WOGO Studios, and Hallie on-site camera operator, video producer is Sam Aberley. Max up 16 and a half. That lead whittled down to 8. They're back up to a 13-point advantage with 13:20 to play. Stetzer to the right corner, Dylan John. Taken away for a moment by Hazel. Jamie Paul gobbles up the loose ball on the sideline as it will stay with the Hornets as Mason Bussey takes a well-deserved breather. Desi and Matthews back into the game for Coach Adam Schilling. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Inbounds to LaBar, 6'6", kick out left side. Another three for Bryce Arnold. He has 4 triples on the night, equaling the tally from Cale Holm. It's a 10-point game, 49-39 the max. Good shooting on display here tonight. And Lizelle Christensen. Looking for Desi and Matthews, overshoots him. And it falls harmlessly into the corner. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Jay Stetzer at the left elbow, working his way out of a double team to Dylan John. Dylan John comes up short from the right block. He is fouled and will go to the line shooting 2. Well, 37 remaining in the game. 49-39 McDonald. And still a double-digit advantage as John off the mark, the sophomore, on his first free throw attempt. Look for the Mowersbury Insurance Highlights of the Week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw off the mark as well for John. Empty trip that time for the Hornets, and McDonald coming out of the pack. Kale home in the left corner. Carson Galvez. Galvez, jump stop in the lane, off the glass, too strong. Nathan Hazel fights down the offensive rebound. He's blocked on the way up. They'll call a held ball. And possession is going back to Alma Center Lincoln. You need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property? Think Heath Slocum & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Luke Anderson, the junior, on the floor now for Coach Schilling as Hazel will get a break. Drew Stetzer leaves for Hayden Flick, another sophomore. It's a young Alma Center team. As Coach Jamie Paul told us pregame, they had to replace five seniors. Stetzer left side with a no-look feed to Dylan John. John, his jumper from 15, no good. Rebound to Carson Galvez. 49-39 McDonald, one third of the way through the second half. Cale Holm, they left him open for three. That went off the mark. Rebound through a couple pairs of hands. Drew Stetzer takes it, far side. Stetzer on the run, lost the handle into the arms of Desian Matthews. Credit was out Christensen. He has a one-on-one. Euros down the lane, comes up short. Desian Matthews' offensive rebound, though. Out to Cale Holm, to Carson Galvez. Galvez out of the scrum for three. Side of the rim, no.
That looked good.
Couple opportunities for the Mavs. Left side, Arnold. Left wing down to Dylan Labar. Eddie Labar, excuse me. Labar too strong. Coming the other way on the break. A travel call against Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Chippewa Falls fans tuning in tonight. They're at Rice Lake, leading 32-21 at the break. Cards just snapped their 32-game conference losing streak with a win Friday night. We had it for you on WOGO Sports. And Stoke Clair North. Desian Matthews drops down to Brandon Lizelle Christensen in a beautiful reverse, moving right to left. Brennan now with 19 points. 51-39 McDonald. Stetzer, three in the corner, that one no good. Crawford across the timeline, finds Carson Galvez in the left corner, back out to Isaac Crawford. The junior picks up his dribble, loops it over for Desian Matthews. Skips to Carson Galvez, short corner feed. High catch, good catch with one hand by Isaac Crawford, no look feed. Left side, double pumping, taking the three, making the three, Carson Galvez. His first triple of the night.
We're leaving him wide open. He's going to start hitting them.
54-39. Aaron Pass gets away from the Hornets. Hayden Flick lost control of it. Out of bounds to McDonald with 9:59 left. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Carson Galvez, left wing, just hit a three from there. Kick out, Isaac Crawford. Corner three ball left side, comes up short. And Isaac, I think, going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. A little frustration foul trying to track down that offensive rebound. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office. That's rcu.org. Jay Stetzer. Left side. The younger brother, Drew Stetzer, gives it back to Jay, the senior. Drew Stetzer, left corner. Now to Jay Stetzer on the left wing. Dawson Moulton right in his grill. Nice drop pass down low, up and in. Foul. Number 33, Jake Stusel, 6'1" sophomore. In the forward with a score and one. 54-41 now our score with 9:21 remaining. Thinking about high school options? Join McDonald Area Catholic Schools for their Parent Information Night and Open House. Learn about academics, faith, student support, and school culture. That's Wednesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. in the McDonald High School Auditorium, McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. The end one completed for Jake Stusel. 54-42, 12-point lead for McDonald. They're up 16 at the half. A lot of effort here in the second half from the Hornets. Carson Galvez tries to quiet the crowd with another three from the left wing. Galvez very quietly working his way into a double-digit night. He is 10. Three down to Stusel. Tomahawked away. That's Galvez once again. Three in the corner. No good for Moulton. Rebound pulled down by Alma Center Lincoln. Working into the left side. Jay Stetzer pulls up from the left block and rolls it in. Nice touch. Jay Stetzer, again, he leads them at 16.3 points per game.
He's almost there. He's got 12, I think.
Luke Anderson. Someone got him on the arm. One of the Stetzers. Drew Stetzer or Jay Stetzer. Gala Plumbing and Heating offering a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large shop or small. Call the pros at Gala Plumbing and Heating. Isaac Crawford with 8:15 to play on the far side. Worker to the left wing, Desian Matthews. Back up top to Crawford between the wheels. Luke Anderson, elbow jumper, rolls it in. First bucket for Luke Anderson. 59-44. No more subs coming in for McDonald. The next break for the original five starters. Drew Stetzer. Luke Anderson knocked it back to Stetzer. Now Stetzer in the lane. Finds Jay Stetzer and Stetzer. A two from low on the left. Desian Matthews drops down to Dawson Moulton. Left block extended. Desian tipped pass up top. Isaac Crawford retreats. The junior spinning into the lane. Fights a pass back out to Anderson. Fouled first with 7:27 to play. Fouls evening up here. 59-46. McDonald up 13. Four fouls apiece. That one was the second on Jay Stetzer. Substitutions, Carson Galvez stays out there. Nathan Hazel, Mason Bussey, Cale Holm, and Brennan Lizelle Christensen, original starting five now on the court for Coach Adam Schilling. Looking for one more big run from his starters.
There we go.
Tipped pass down to Brennan Lizelle Christensen, and Brennan now at 21 points as he finishes easily from low on the right side. Sean Stetzer. The sophomore twins for Alma Center Lincoln up top against Nathan Hazel. He's on the right wing for Bryce Arnold with those four threes. Jay Stetzer against Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Senior against junior. Jay Stetzer, brilliant step through but couldn't finish. Offensive rebound back to the Hornets. Arnold out of the scrum for three. Comes up well short. Hazel with the rebound. Weaving through traffic across the timeline. Hazel right corner. Carson Galvez for his third three in the second half. No. Offensive rebound reeled in by Mason Bussey. Out to Cale Holm in the left corner. Skips out Nathan Hazel. Hazel down the lane. Runner up and in. Hazel all six of his points in the second half. 63-46. McDonald up 17. Now surpass their halftime advantage as we have a whistle on the far side of the floor near the baseline with 6:28 to play.
Nathan just picked up his fourth.
Blocking foul. So Hazel, as you mentioned, is four. Team's fifth here in the second half. Inbounds up coming for the home team. Stetzer to Stetzer. Bryce Arnold working off a screen from Jay Stetzer. Moves on the left wing. Backtracking near midcourt, Sean Stetzer, the sophomore, 5'9", averaging 7.3 points per game. Arnold in the right corner. Arnold can't pull the trigger. The Stusel for three, rims it in and out. Nathan Hazel. Tries it out to Carson Galvez. Head fake down the lane. Pocket pick. Push ahead to Chase Stetzer. Stetzer hangs in the air. Blocked by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Gets it back. Chase Stetzer going up hard. Blocked again for a foul. With 5:47 to play. Coach Schilling mentioned before the game, he said, I know this team will play us hard.
Yeah.
We've seen excellent effort, especially here in the second half from the Alma Center Lincoln Hornets.
Yep, they're not afraid to battle in the paint.
...63-46 McDonald with Jay Stetzer at the line. Free throw comes up short. ...5:47 left to play. Stetzer with the second free throw attempt. That one is online and good.
Full timeout, McDonald.
Back in 60 seconds, this is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald basketball on the road at Alma Center Lincoln. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Elliot Spies of the WOGO Studios and Hallie Sam Aberly, our camera operator, keeping the live stream going on YouTube. If you're just joining us, might look a little bit different than what we usually can offer you, but you know what? Considering how many things went wrong here tonight, the fact that we're able to have a live stream, we're very thankful for that. Again, on the radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com, WOGO Sports YouTube channel. 5:47 to play. We have a quick officials conference here. That was the sixth whistle on McDonald, so bonus the rest of the way for the Hornets. 16-point lead for the Max. That was their halftime advantage. It was 42-26 at the break. Alma Center Lincoln led this game 4-0 right from the outset. Then McDonald counterpunched with some authority. Entertaining second half. Max with the basketball moving right to left. Hazel, Galvez, Holm, Lizelle Christensen, and Bussey, the five on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. High post feed, Brennan Lizelle Christensen, Nathan Hazel up top near the logo, Carson Galvez.
Alma Center's putting a little bit of pressure on him.
They have a couple fouls left to give here. They can afford to play some aggressive defense, try to force a turnover. Nathan Hazel comes to a jump stop, Cale Holm. All the way across the floor, they'll go back to Hazel near midcourt from Carson Galvez. Carson on the right side. The senior, pump fakes, tipped pass, stolen by Alma Center Lincoln. Stetzer down the lane, stripped by Carson Galvez. Looks like Sean Stetzer had an open layup and a nice job coming from behind. Carson Galvez to poke it loose.
But again, Lincoln did a nice job there on their defense stealing the ball.
4:45 left. Stetzer to inbound. Finds Arnold in the right corner. Cale Holm, a quick closeout. Arnold pulls up for three from right of the circle. No, out of bounds into the Hornets student section. And it will be McDonald basketball with just over 4.5 to play. Coming up after the game, the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. 16-point lead for McDonald on the road. looking for victory number 7 on the season. Both teams are looking for that, in fact. Down 6-3. Hornets 6-2. Nathan Hayes, a ball fake along the baseline, wraps it out to Carson Galvez. Brennan Lizell Christensen. Brennan right side to Mason Bussey at the right elbow. Flips out to Carson Galvez in the right corner. Big jab step. Leaves for Lizell Christensen. Nathan Hazel with under 4 minutes to play now. Hazel up top to Mason Bussey. Right elbow. Mason takes a hard dive on the court as he's tripped up incidentally. As he went by Eddie Labar, who makes sure he's all right. 3:50 to play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Into Mason Bussey. Bussey backing down Labar. Turns up with the left hand.
And a beautiful finish.
Bussey, his first bucket of the second half. He has 7. 63-46. 3.5 minutes left. 18-point lead for McDonald. Stetzer pulls it up to the left block. Extended back out to Labar. Into the lane. A little extra hop. Fouled, though. I think they'll get Mason Bussey with that one.
I don't know, he was just kind of standing there, and the kid bounced off him.
So Labar will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Coming into the game will be Jake Susel, the 6'1" sophomore, who had the end one in the first half. Jackson Weiss, the 6'3" junior, takes the seat for Coach Jamie Ball. Just under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. 65-47. McDonald with the big lead here on the road. Free throw is good for Labar. All his points tonight have come from the free throw line.
Yep.
.327 on the clock. 65-48 the score. Labar's second free throw. That one very smooth. He has 4 points at 65-49. Carson Galvez across the timeline. Brennan Lizell Christensen. Right side feed, Nathan Hazel. Hazel backtracking with the dribble with 3:13 to play. Mason Bussey between the wheels. Tipped pass to Cale Holm. Holm had those 4 threes in the first half. Fires a bullet pass down to the right block. Stolen away from Brennan Lizell Christensen. Quick hands by the Hornets. Under 3 to go in a 16-point game. John on the right wing to Brody DeHaven. Stusa now spins in the lane. Tough shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound ripped down by Mason Bussa.
Lincoln's playing man-to-man defense and giving McDonald a little bit of trouble.
Bounced away from Bussey, and Mason Bussey went down. And Mason's hurt. May
twist
have to,
an ankle or
yeah, may have. He's going to have to take a seat here. So Desi and Matthews will come in. Not sure if he stepped on someone or what.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully Mason's all right here. They'll check on him.
Bad step or something.
Nathan Hazel into Carson Galvez in the backcourt with 2:26 to play. Brennan Lizell Christensen. Right side, Desi and Matthews. Matthews right wing. Carson Galvez. McDonald reserves about to come back in. We saw action on the JV side, and now we'll see him enter the game here for the Max Varsity. 2:11 left in the 65-49 game. Nathan Hazel out, Brennan Lizell Christensen, Cale Holm, Desi Matthews, and Carson Galvez will get a well-deserved hand from their bench. Into the game, Jaden Mitchell, Griffin Bergette, Oliver Neese out there as well, Aiden Bovey, and who else am I missing?
Number 32, Andrew Hazel.
Andrew Hazel, younger brother of Nathan. Still a 16-point game as Hazel's foul. With 2:02 to play. No bonus free throws yet for McDonald. They've committed 7 fouls themselves. Coming up after the game, the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Mitchell Hazel, Aiden Bovey, right wing. Finds a looping Oliver and East, lost it out of bounds with 1:48 to play. 65-49. Donald in command here. On the road at Alma Center, Lincoln. Working around the perimeter of the Hornets. Pass to Stusel, kick back out. Stetzer along the baseline against Jaden Mitchell. Stusel guarded by Bovey, knocked away. McDonald lead feet ahead, left side, Oliver Nies. Into the left corner, Hazel, good look at a three from the left corner, just a little bit too strong. 1:14 left.
Good looking shot there.
Aiden Flick, guarded by Hazel. Drops it down to Stusel. Checked by Aiden Bovey. Stusel, too strong off the glass. Good wall up there by Bovey. Aaron pass stolen by Stetzer. Challenged at the rim. He finishes in a foul. Sean Stetzer now has double-digit points tonight with 10. 65-51. And Stetzer at the line shooting for three the old-fashioned way. 55.3 on the clock. Free throw, rims out. Going high for the board is Griffin Bergette. Finds Hazel. Here's the freshman Bergette up top with 47 seconds to play. Oliver Nies, the 5'10 sophomore, driving baseline. Runner with the left hand pops in and out. Stetzer goes high for the rebound. John Stetzer will have a quick stoppage.
Just to get a sub in, I think.
36.7 left. So Sean Stetzer will take his seats, and Brody Dehaven, the senior, in for Alma Center Lincoln. Also Gibson Howard, the 6'1" senior. We'll see his first action tonight. Saw him before the game, getting close to throwing it down. Not pregame warm, just a little fun beforehand. He was getting close. He was getting up there. 30 seconds left. A steal by McDonald. Jaden Mitchell took it away. Mitchell shoots a pass to Bergette. Right block. Too strong off the glass. Grabs his own rebound. Goes up again. No. Grabs his own rebound again and finishes with the left hand. Good work by Griffin Bergette. 67-51. 10 seconds left. Right side, Donovan Wagner. Knocked away. Stusel has it. Bergette with a steal, but a whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Stusel to the line with 1.8 seconds left. A 67-51 ball game. Coming up after the game, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. HollyBovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Free throw missed. Full court heave missed. And 67-51 is your final score here at Alma Center Lincoln High School. Home of the Hornets, McDonald moves to 7-3 on the season. They remain 2-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. 6-3 now on the season for the Hornets. They still remain 5-2 in conference play in the Dairyland Conference. 67-51 the final. Coming up, the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be back with those stats, highlights, and a conversation with head coach Adam Schilling. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. McDonald wins it on the road 67-51. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find the truck that fits your life. Choice and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk live with head coach Adam Schilling when we get a moment here. Also, we'll have the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. But first, the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. As we say hello to myself and Mark Maloney here, and again, first, I want to give a huge shout-out to our video operator, Sam Aberle, for us even being able to be seen right now, that we even have a semblance of a video broadcast here tonight, as everything kind of went all the heck internet-wise here. But we were able to get it on the air. McDonald was able to get it done here on the road, and it wasn't easy. They were facing a tough, scrappy, young Hornets team with some good talent, but able to get the job done here tonight.
They did a nice job. Again, started out slow first half, and they did the same thing in the second half. They started out slow in the second half, but then came on, found the rhythm. Coach Schilling did a nice job subbing some kids in and out. And again, that's great to have that luxury of sending kids
They've
off the
depth.
Bench and not losing a whole lot. I mean, some of those guys did an awesome job out there. Dawson Moulton's all over the floor, doesn't score a lot, but he's a scrapper. He's out there giving it everything he's got. You know, Dessian will hit the threes. Kale was on the night hitting the threes. And again, Brennan just having an awesome night. I had him for 21 points.
Yeah. A
couple of two-handed slams. Maybe they should be worth more. I don't know. they looked awesome. Again, like you said, it was a scrappy Lincoln team out there. They weren't afraid to go in there and take it to the paint. And, you know, they were outsized a little bit, but, again, weren't afraid to get in there and fight.
We'll take a look again at those Holly Bovee Names You Know stats. Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker of Bernaiser Realtors Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Looking at the Alma Center Lincoln Hornets, Jay Stetzer, we'll see if our numbers agree here, but I had two players in double figures for the Hornets and seven players scoring. Stetzer with 15 points on the night and 10, excuse me, Jay Stetzer with 15 and then 10 for Sean Stetzer were the two double figure scorers I had.
Bryce Arnold,
12 points for Bryce Arnold, all from beyond the arc as he hit four threes, two in each half. Then 5 points for Jackson Weiss, four for Eddie Labar, three for Jake Stusel, and two for Drew Stetzer to round out the scoring for Alma Center Lincoln. On the other side, a game-high 21 points tonight for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He had 16 of those in the first half as nine different McDonald players scored. Just three in double figures tonight, led by Lizelle Christensen and his 21, but 12 for Cale Holmes, scored all those in the first half on four triples, 10 for Carson Galvez, and then a lot of other guys getting in on the action, six for Nathan Hazel all in the second half, five for Desian Matthews, seven for Mason Bussey tonight, and seeing what else we have, two apiece for Dawson Moulton, Luke Anderson, and Griffin Berget, and hopefully I'm not missing anyone out of those nine that scored, but again, a lot of depth here for this McDonald team.
Yes, and again, did a nice job moving the ball there. Lincoln did a good job again defensively. They came out in that man-to-man defense and pressured a little bit better. McDonald kind of struggled with that, but again, the McDonald boys just doing a nice job, take care of the basketball, getting some shots off, working it into the paint, and then dishing it back out, letting Cale get his rhythm going. But Brennan just did an awesome job in there cleaning up stuff and getting some easy baskets.
We'll see if we can talk with head coach Adam Schilling if he has time before we bid you adieu here tonight. But let's take a listen now to our WOGO Sports highlights of the second half, and these are our 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. High catch. Good catch with one hand by Isaac Crawford. No-look feed. Left side, double pumping, taking the three, making the three, Carson Galvez. His first triple of the night. The end one completed for Jake Stusel. 54-42, 12-point lead for McDonald. They're up 16 at the half. A lot of effort here in the second half from the Hornets. Carson Galvez tries to quiet the crowd with another three from the left wing. Hazel right corner, Carson Galvez for his third three of the second half. No, offensive rebound reeled in by Mason Bussey out to Cale Holmes in the left corner. Skips out Nathan Hazel. Hazel down the lane, runner up and in. Hazel all six of his points in the second half. 63-46, McDonald up. Into Mason Bussey. Bussey backing down the bar. Turns up with the left hand and a beautiful finish. Bussey, his first bucket of the second half. He has a pass to Berget. Right block. Too strong off the glass. Grabs his own rebound. Goes up again. No. Grabs his own rebound again and finishes with the left hand. Good work by Griffin Berget. 67-51. 10. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports, your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game as McDonald gets the win here on the road at 67-51 at Alma Center Lincoln. Again, thank you to our hosts here at Alma Center. And again, not quite what we would have hoped for in terms of internet connectivity. Everything seemed to be working all right and then sort of failed right before we went on the air. But a huge shout out to our video operator, Sam Aberley, finding a way to get something on the air here and looking forward to, again, being able to bring you more robust video broadcasts in the future. But as we've said, maybe we are a little spoiled sometimes with the multiple camera angles and everything that we're normally able to do. But so grateful for the advertisers making it possible for us to go on the road and cover Chi-High McDonald Athletics.
Yes, and again, Sam, he's probably going to have cramps in his forearms tonight. He did that all by hand,
yeah,
you know, and keeping it steady. So you know, kudos to Sam for doing that.
Next time we'll see these McDonald Max boys. That'll be a big one coming up on the 23rd at Fall Creek. That'll be a 6:40 start on the road against one of the best in the state in Division 4, and always a tough place to play over there in cricket country. So that'll be the next time we'll see the McDonald Max boys. And then just a few days later on the 26th back at home against Flambeau in non-conference action. Planning on a JV broadcast that night as well with Carter Jagger on the call. On the other side for your McDonald Lady Max, speaking of Fall Creek, that's where they'll be. That's where we'll be this Friday night on the road against the Crickets. McDonald hoping for the season sweep of Fall Creek as they will face off with Jason Martsky's squad. And again, not an easy place to play there in Fall Creek. So that will be the next time we'll see McDonald Max and Lady Max basketball here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO radio broadcast accompanying these as well. Next action we have for you coming up this week before that Friday night McDonald girls game. Tomorrow night it'll be CFM Hockey Chippewa Falls Menominee taking on the Western Wisconsin Stars from the Chippewa Area Ice Arena. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy on the call, 6:40 p.m. tomorrow night. Then Thursday evening, it's a big one in the Big Rivers Conference. Always a great rivalry. Chippewa Falls boys hockey hosting Eau Claire Memorial. The Old Abes coming to town on Thursday, a 6:40 p.m. start for that broadcast here on WOGO Sports. Again, WOGO.com if you want to take a look at our WOGO Sports calendar and see what we have coming up on the docket for you on the radio and on our WOGO Sports live video stream as well. Not sure if we're going to catch up with Coach Adam Schilling here tonight on the road, so it might be time to just bid everyone adieu, but you know what? Another win for McDonald. It's their seventh of the season. Actually, I think Adam's making his way over to us right now, so we'll get some quick... Right before the buzzer, we'll get a couple comments from Coach Schilling as well here. I
got this headset set up for him. Let's see if this works.
All right, it's Coach Adam Schilling joining us here on our WOGO post game, and we'll get Coach Schilling in the camera shot here. And Coach, as Mark was pointing out here on our post-glass post-game show, a little bit slower start for you in each half, but again, the boys responded after falling behind 4-0, probably the best response of the night, too, as they really started asserting themselves, especially using that size advantage.
Yeah, and I think our defense kind of got our offense going in both of those cases when we started a little slowly. So got some steals, got some deflections, and I got us some easy baskets, and that kind of opened things up for our offense.
A lot of different players seeing the floor tonight, and Coach Maloney was mentioning, hey, somebody even like Dawson Moulton, who doesn't always crack the scoring column, he's doing some really nice things for you. Every single guy has a role, and again, what you're looking for, I'm sure, is that effort, especially the defensive intensity.
Yeah, Dawson, I mean, every day he's in the gym, he's working his butt off, and you know, we want to get him in the game as much as we can, and I thought tonight he did a really good job. Giving us energy, being active, and you know, we're playing three games in 4 days this week, so we need everybody to get some minutes and make the most of it.
What are the teaching points you take out of this one, saying, hey guys, we need to be a little bit cleaner here, a little bit better there?
Just again, our passing sometimes isn't great, so we got to make sure we're taking care of the ball a little bit better. I thought we did that really well against Regis until the last minute or two, but we got to value possessions of the ball a little bit more. Make sure we're getting good shots. And then defensively, I think, I don't know how many threes they had, but it seemed like they had quite a few. So we got to get the shooters a little bit better and, you know, at least get a hand up and try to contest the shots more.
Yeah. Well, Bryce Arnold was their shooter. He had four of them. So
okay. I think they had six overall, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Sean Stelzer had two.
But yeah, just got to be consistent on the defensive end. I think that's where we can hopefully take our game up a level.
And as you mentioned, Coach, this is a team, Coach Paul, going to have them play hard, and they played hard. Again, down 16, were able to cut it back to single digits, and that's a type of team that pushes you in a good way so that you both can get better.
Yeah, I knew this would be a good game for us to come down and play. It's good to play. They like to play physically, so it's kind of similar to our conference that way. So it was just a good opportunity to come in and play against a team that was, you know, going to play very hard, and I was glad we could pull it out.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. I think a little over a week. We'll see you again. Another tough one coming up on the road at Fall Creek a week from Friday night. And again, no easy ones in this conference or out of conference, but it's what makes you better.
Great. Yeah, thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
Coach Adam Schilling with us on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As we'll bid you adieu now, again, thank you so much to the sponsors making this broadcast possible. Your final score from Alma Center Lincoln High School, the McDonald Max 67, the Alma Center Lincoln Hornets 51. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Thank you to Sam Aberle, our video producer, audio producer Elliot Spies. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Alma Center. This has been McDonald Max Basketball.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer's Ferry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.